2016, yesterday, the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act. It's the same bill! Now, it came up again in 2018, and they had Pelosi as Speaker, and Pelosi couldn't get it through the House. But Speaker Doonesbury, Speaker Iscariot, Mike Johnson, gifted it to the Democrats. Can you freaking believe this? They couldn't get it. They couldn't get it out of the Senate in 2000, or they got it out of the Senate in 2016, but the Paul Ryan Republicans killed it over in the House, so it never made its way to Obama. But in 2024, with an alleged Republican at the helm of the House of Representatives, it passes 320 to 91. And it's going to the Senate. They're going to rubber stamp it probably today. And then the regime leader will happily sign it because it's everything the Democrats wanted. Yesterday, the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act, a problematic bill co-sponsored by Senators Tim Scott. I don't believe I'm reading this. Tim Scott and Bob Casey cleared the Senate in an uncontested voice vote on the same day the bill was introduced in Congress. Bill would require the Department of Education to take into consideration the definition of anti-Semitism used by the State Department when reviewing, investigating, or deciding whether there has been a violation of Title VI. The State Department's definition of anti-Semitism provides, anti-Semitism is, which is a quote now, anti-Semitism is a certain perception of Jews, which may be expressed as hatred toward Jews. Rhetorical and physical manifestations of anti-Semitism are directed toward Jewish or non-Jewish individuals and or their property, toward Jewish community institutions and religious facilities. Last year, so this is 2016, so in 2015, FIRE argued that adoption and enforcement of this definition would likely violate the First Amendment on public college campi. Now, the fascinating, this is the Crusade Radio Network. The most fascinating about this is it wasn't first introduced in 2016. You have to go back to 2014. So for 10 years, the Uniparty, this is Tim Scott of South Carolina, the Uniparty has been pushing this turkey, this monstrosity, this abomination of an act. And 2 days ago, Speaker Doonesbury, Speaker Judas Iscariot, Speaker Iscariot hands it to the Democrat Party and to the leftard, the leftards that hate us, hate our Lord, hate our religion, hate America, you name it, hands a victory to the enemy that they could not obtain when they had the majority in the Senate and the majority in the House of Representatives. Now you tell me, what's the point of continuing this national, it's a farce. Everything. If you had Satan sitting there going like, okay, say, hey, Satan, what do you want for Christmas? Oh, you know, hey, Christmas comes early. What do you want for spring? He would start ticking off the things that Speaker Iscariot has delivered on golden platters for the Democrat Party. And now, the Fifth Estate, state-run, state-owned media, that's the part that's supposed to be on your side and on the side of middle-class conservative Americans, and on the side of middle-class conservative Americans who call themselves Republicans, that entity, those entities now, are completely and totally silent on this. Not a peep.
0.0.
I mean, folks, not even a news item. Let me tell you the websites that I went to, and I'm ticking them off as Maggie and I are doing show prep this morning, because just to go see if I can find a story. Okay, thefederalist.com had one, but they buried it. It was all the way down at the bottom of the page. So we'll kind of give that, let them all, maybe somebody will write about it today. I don't think so. So thefederalist.com, amgreatness.com had this many.
0. zero.
Oh, but wait a minute, wait a minute. You're going to come out, Tickety. Those are really, don't get my thoughts back, Tickety. Oh, yeah? LifeSiteNews.com.
0.
Nothing.
Zero.
Not a peep. Wall Street Journal and Wall Street Journal editorial page, supposedly the most conservative editorial page in the United States of all the major newspapers and news publications.
0.
Goose eggs.
Point zero.
AMGreatness.com, site managed by Victor Davis Hansen. Here on the Crusade Radio Network and the Mike Church Show, amgreatness.com.
0.0.
Foxnews.com.
0.0.
Not a peep. Nothing. So I looked at this and I go, like, okay, well, what's going on here? Now, I know and you know what the answer is. Now, I will tell you that there were others that are on independent conservatives that were posting and talking about it. But the people that run these entities are horrified. They literally fear for their existence and their little vocations and their little unprincipled but lofty position, elite position in life, and they're not going to put it at risk by publishing the story. I mean, I'm completely and totally flabbergasted by this. Number one, either we're stupid, we's idiots, and we shouldn't have touched it with the proverbial, as Fiorella would say, and those you wouldn't touch with an 11-foot barge pole. Either we're completely upside down and wrong. Maybe this explains why we can't get any traction out there. If all of Conservatism, Inc. didn't touch the story, I mean, hell, the Washington Post did a piece on it. If all of Conservatism, Inc. won't touch the story, it's nuclear. This is frightening, folks. This means, then, that there truly is no major news media entity that will take on and defend the rights of Christ and his followers, called Christians, to accurately, with energy and with great enthusiasm, tell, promote, and defend the story of the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. What's going to happen next Easter? If this Easter Ben Shapiro was out there and Jerry Boring were out there trying to criminalize the crucifixion, saying that this is anti-Semitism. Are you going around and you start promoting the crucifixion and you say there are any Jews present? Well, that's anti-Semitism. You know, I actually saw somebody tag me on Twitter. A theologian. This is a true story now. A theologian at Duke University was actually questioned, did the Jews kill Christ? I guess I'm not supposed to be talking about this. I feel kind of stupid, actually. Like, are we, like, brain dead? Or maybe we're the idiots around here. So I'm on Twitter yesterday, and somebody tagged me, and this woman who is supposedly a theologian, a PhD in theology, who teaches theology at Duke University. And somebody asked her the question. She goes, okay, we're going to answer that, and we're going to answer it as a matter of fact. We're going to just stick to the facts. You know what she did? She gave a historical rendition of how it was impossible for the Jews at the time of the Passion of our Lord to have executed him. It was legally not possible. They couldn't have done it, so they get a pass. And so it is, the fact checkers are now saying that they had nothing to do with it. Basically, and that Pilate and the Romans did it. Well, I have an answer to that. Is Isaac Conus, is he up yet? Is Luigi up yet? He is. I have an answer for this, Luigi, and I bet you will concur, as I would wager that most people that have their wits and senses about them. Here's my answer to that. Okay, then, ma'am. Tell me, what is the formal... Now, you can't use the supernatural. We're going to stay in the natural realm, completely and totally in the natural realm. Please inform us, what is the formal cause, or what was the formal cause of Christ's execution?